Yo.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
You listening to
#WAW. What a week.
Yeah.
What a week.
I come back. Hi, my name is Tato. And with me is my brother Oarabile Satan. Now, in a previous edition, we had a guest who spoke isiZulu through a large part of the interview. Some were a bit annoyed, while others loved it. So, today might be a similar situation. No, I don't mean that the whole episode will be done in isiZulu. I mean that we have talented guests who love expressing themselves in different ways. So, welcome back to Wow, What a Week.
This is...
What a week.
What a week. You can't make this shit up.
Our comedian guest in the building has said that one of the things he wanted to do was become a teacher. That would be a bit tricky since he also revealed he didn't do that well in school. Imagine Adonno Mrs. being your teacher. Then again, technically speaking, our first president was a former jailbird. So hey, anything is possible. For now, though, we're glad he spends more time on a stage than he does in a classroom. Please give a warm welcome to comedian, award-winning comedian, Robbie Collins.
Hey.
Dun, 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 dun. Brother.
You good, my brother?
Award-winning comedian, Robbie Collins.
Sounds nice.
The Comics Choice Awards were this past weekend.
Yes.
What were the highlights for you, bro?
I think the whole evening was just beautiful. I think comedy suffered coming out of lockdown.
Yes.
And all the comedy clubs closed.
The clubs closed, but you guys were content online.
Yes.
And those that knew how to make a million out of it, like, for instance, one of your favorite comedians,
Mark
Lottering, did.
Yes.
The others slept on that opportunity.
Mark, I was very happy to see Mark. He was inducted into the Comedy Hall of Fame.
Oh, yes, he was.
Which he deserves. He's been doing it from 98. And then Paul Pops was the big winner of the night.
Yeah.
He took Comic of the Year, and I took Headliner. And then Vafa also did very well. He took 2 awards home. But I think it was just cool to celebrate the thing. People, yes, work hard, and it's nice to just have that thing at the end of the year where you go, okay, cool. This is what we're working towards.
Absolutely.
We recognized. So it was fun. We had a good time.
So winning Headliner of the Year.
Yes.
What does that mean in simple English?
So Headliner of the Year is your... So a comedy lineup, like a DJ lineup, would have your main person at the end of the night.
So you're the Bruce Lee of the Year, basically.
That sounds nice. I'll take the Bruce Lee of the Year. Yeah, I'll go with Bruce Lee. I was trying to figure out other ways to explain, but I'll be Bruce Lee.
Okay, so you're the steering of the steerings, basically.
Yes.
There have been many steerings, but of all those steerings, you're the steering right now.
Right.
So in Expendables, you'd be the guy that doesn't die.
Yes, that's true.
Who do you think would die first?
Who? Oh, wow.
I dare you. I double dare you.
If this was a Cat Williams interview, right? Steve Harvey.
But those teeth would not go anywhere. They'd just remain there going like this.
Years from now, archaeologists are going to find Steve Harvey's teeth.
With a mustache on top.
And a suit.
Yo, Steve, I love you, dog. I'm actually doing some work with Steve Harvey in bots.
Is it?
So I have to be very nice. I love you, Steve. I love you, man.
Oh, dope, dope, dope.
I love you, man. Anyway, there's a lot happening in the news. So what's caught your attention this week?
There's been a lot. I actually saw the news with the Kenyan runners, 3 Kenyan runners.
Yes.
Who were coming first at the Beijing, I think it was Beijing Marathon.
Yes, sir.
And in the last minute, I think the last 50 meters, they let a Chinese guy come out of nowhere.
In fact, when you watch that video, you can tell that these 3 guys are throwing this match.
Totally.
This is 3 Hansies and a Chinese guy.
3 Hansies. I don't know what they did there for, because I'm sure the prize money from a marathon has to be good.
Especially if you're African.
Yes. Or they could be doing it for citizenship.
But you think they want to just be given citizenship because they threw the Hansie marathon?
I don't know. They're getting something out of it.
Because whatever numbers 1, 2, and 3 are going to get,
yes,
if they were paid to throw that marathon, has to be more than what number 1, 2, and 3 would get.
100%.
Doesn't make sense.
Scientifically, it doesn't make sense. The fact that a Chinese guy all of a sudden got the energy to beat 3 Kenyans in the last minute of a marathon, that does not make any sense. You know what I mean? So we clearly know that there's some sort of foul play.
Every man or woman has their price, though. what would yours be to throw anything?
100%.
Yeah.
Look, if you, if my prize, if I had to get some money under the table,
yep,
it has to be life changing money.
Ah, yes.
Like you can't throw your morals away and still be staying in Melville.
Oh yes.
I need an upgrade in life. I can't still be in Ubers.
You can't be in Ubers and your neighbors with Zola and the other neighbors always complaining.
Oh, that's lit. Yes, like if you could, like you say, we all have our price.
Sure.
That's fine, but it has to be life changing.
Okay, so if they want you to throw anything,
yes,
it better be life changing money.
It has to be life changing.
Otherwise, what is it for?
It has to be.
If my kids can't see what I risked for, why am I risking anything in the first place?
Totally. Like that, like Hansi was the first example I ever saw as a kid of people throwing matches or anything like that. I didn't know that a thing existed.
Are you for real?
As a child, I didn't know that it existed at all.
So you never threw a match on the street?
No. Jeez, no, okay. Definitely not.
I guess it was just my friends then.
You guys threw games on the streets?
Well, you didn't throw games, but if the ball is yours, you knew you'd get picked. That's throwing a match.
Oh, I get you. Okay.
You know what I mean? That's match fixing at its most basic. If the ball is mine, you better pick me.
Right.
If I'm not picked, the game is over because I'm leaving with the ball.
Right. I've ended many games by going home with the ball because my mother wants to be in by four. That's the saddest, and you can see your friends in the street trying to. Now it's hide and seek, and like these guys don't want to play hide and seek.
In fact, speaking of moms, there was a big debate on social media this week. 65% of men in South Africa are unknowingly raising kids that are not theirs.
Yeah.
Hypothetically, you've raised this little dude for 10 years with your woman, and you find out that maybe actually it's not your child. What do you do?
The same way that a man who impregnates a lady and disappears, the same way he owes her child support, I think I want all my child support money back.
But you've also fallen in love with this child, and this child only knows you. What of that?
That's the sad part. So now I'm going to love the kid, but now I'm hating the mom. It's a weird dynamic. But I...
Like, do you leave the relationship? Do you stay in the
relationship? Depending on how old the child is.
Like fresh. I said, you've spent the last 10 years raising the child.
Oh, 10. Okay, if the child... 10, I can still move on from the kid. 10.
So what are you going to say? Tech, I'm not your dad. What are you going to do?
I think... No, 10, I'm joking. 10 is a long relationship.
Dude,
with
it's a long relationship because I thought about it, that I'd want nothing to do with that relationship.
Right.
But there's also a child who... is not at fault.
Yes.
So do I pull the, like...
I don't think I'd do that to a kid, but there has to be some sort of, maybe not what, financial compensation.
What, repercussions.
Repercussions, yes.
Consequences and repercussions.
And at the end of the day, if I'm going to hurt the mom financially, I'm hurting the kid.
Exactly.
So I think it's just one of those where I'm like...
You know what's wild?
Therapy, I guess.
What's wild is even just growing up, you used to hear the statement, only the mother of a child knows who the father is. But now to see that 65%, obviously 65% of those polled, it's not necessarily 65% of the entire country.
Right.
Bless you.
Thank you. But are they saying these women didn't know or saying just the men don't know?
The men didn't know, but chances are the women did.
Gosh.
And then they just made you hoy a handball there.
But I think how many reality TV shows exist because of infidelity on the ladies' side?
Sure.
Where... you're not the father. That's how each show ends. Mm. You know, so it's like obviously the thing is happening.
Sure.
I just think it's a scary one. Because I want to have kids.
In fact, there are people even arguing that what should be standard at the birth of a child is a DNA test. So that everyone knows where the hell they stand.
Right, but sorry, side note to this story.
Yeah.
Last year in December, there's a nurse who on a deathbed admitted to swapping over 5,000 children.
Jeez.
And apparently that's a thing because I was reading the comments and this lady talks about giving birth and then falling asleep. But because the mom was at the birth, the mom saw that she had a little little grandkid.
Oh, yeah.
A little grand girl.
Yes.
And then coming back the next day with clothes for a daughter and seeing that her grandchild is now a grand boy.
Jeez.
So it's like...
The swap had happened.
Yes, but why are you swapping babies? Is this just like something that's fun to you?
Bless you.
Excuse me.
I think it's your ancestor saying, go for the DNA test. Why is you so much?
I'm not a father yet.
Oh, okay.
Then. So I don't have that pressure, but I do want to become a father one day. I don't know. It's a tough one. It's a tough one. I'd want to adopt a child.
You want to?
Yes. That way I know I don't need any DNA test.
You know, we had those discussions with the missus about adopting a child. And for me, because I don't have the strength to deal with a child saying, I'd like to meet my real parents one day, that would break me.
Right.
And especially in our culture where more often than not, a boy child will still want to know who my father was.
I'm with you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm unfortunately, maybe I'm selfish, that I wouldn't want to walk that journey with this little person. So I'd rather not adopt than have to adopt and then deal with that journey with that child.
Right.
It'll break me. I'm sorry.
I get you. I just feel like there's so many orphan children in this country. To adopt one would be good.
Yes.
But I think you need to adopt them between the kids.
Sure.
So then it just looks like they're part of the whole family.
Yo, I don't know.
You wouldn't do that, Fresh? Even a Chinese child.
That I'll do for shits and giggles, just to hear him speak Setswana.
I always have problems with my phone. That's why I want a Chinese child. This will help me out at home. If you give a Chinese child foil and a calculator, you'll get an iPhone back in 10 minutes.
Or a marathon winner. Anyway, you're from KZN.
Yes.
And your former president, Jacob Zuma, has officially been confirmed by the IEC as the MK party leader for May elections. So his picture will be on the ballot. You know, if ever there was a survivor, it's this man.
His resilience is incredible.
Dude, if I had half his resilience, I think I'd be twice the DJ I am right now.
100%. And the way he smiles through everything.
Yeah.
From court, from before presidency, court cases, everything. Yes. That man maintains a smile on his face and he keeps moving. There's something to be tested there, where you're like, what is it that keeps you going? And is it audacity? Is it delusion? But he keeps moving.
Or is it knowing who the hell you are and you believe the person you are and you're gonna flipping step like that?
100%. And I've met him a few times.
Yeah.
He's mad lovable.
Sure.
He's mad lovable. Like,
please tell him you asked him to go to do the. Because I would ask him to do that for me. Like, so, Baba, please just go.
So his daughters used to come to our school.
Yes.
In Durban.
Ah.
And he would never make parents teacher evening.
Yes.
And then you know he is coming. He'd come during the day, and all the teachers would have to leave the classroom,
mm-hmm.
and then go and see him and tell him how his kids were doing.
Yes.
One by one. But
what do you mean one by one? The kids or the teachers?
The teachers.
Oh, I thought 30 kids were in my bad.
So he'd come up, but he's also cool. He'd come and hang out when we were playing soccer on the field. He'd come in, like he could.
He is a cool dude.
He is a cool dude.
He is a politician's politician.
Right.
And I think one thing politicians could learn from him is how to be lovable and for people to just, you're a likable guy.
100. He's also age, like, how old is he? In his 70s?
Late? No, man, about 82, 83.
83.
Yeah, same age as my dad, about 82, 83.
But he is aging way better than Biden.
Jeez. Biden, half the time, in front of TV, you can tell he's saying to himself, I hope I don't poop myself.
Right.
I hope I don't poop myself. I hope I don't poop myself.
Biden looks like he wakes up from a nap, speaks, and then goes back to a nap immediately.
Put him into a cryogenic chamber. Because they need to preserve him, because he won't last the next elections, bro.
No, he won't. I don't think he has the energy for that campaign. You know, being a president, as much as you talk about it, I think it's a difficult job.
Yeah.
Especially in a country like ours, where there's so many different mixtures and people wanting different things.
Sure.
Like, I think within even the colored community, a Cape colored person and a Durban colored person are probably wanting different things out of life.
Absolutely.
So to make everyone happy.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in that position.
I mean, that's why, what is it, what's Gayton's party? Is the Patriotic Alliance?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they are heavy in the Northern Cape. Because they say they want to be the majority party in the Northern Cape.
Right.
Because a lot of colored folk in the Northern Cape feel like we're forgotten. No one sees us.
Yes.
Similarly, with a lot of colored folk in the Western Cape, where the PA are also trying to make inroads.
So, but I think also the voter in South Africa, across the world, America even more so,
yeah.
Most voters vote. The reason for voting is ridiculous.
Sure.
I have an uncle who's very religious. He's voting for the Christian Party just because they don't allow abortions. I'm like, bro, this has nothing to do with you. First of all, it's a woman's body. Second of all, an abortion or no abortion, it's not making a country better.
Sure.
If that's your reason, it's like, now, okay, you ban abortions.
I could argue on his behalf, and not that I agree with him, because I'm very pro-choice. I think women should be allowed to do what the hell they want.
100%.
As long as it's within the law and it's safe and whatever else. I don't think any man should ever say in what women do with their bodies.
Totally.
But having said that, though, if I was a staunch, diehard Christian, I'd understand why he's arguing that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
Not that I agree with him.
I get you, but then also we know that the what we need in the country, that's not the first one.
Absolutely. We have bigger issues.
Yes, because now you're going to have a bunch of babies running around in the dark because you forgot about voting for electricity. Like, it makes no sense. You're bringing a child into a world
of
darkness.
Now you have a bigger issue than DNA because they can't see you. Are you my daddy? Are you my daddy?
It makes no sense. It's a tough one. I don't know. I've been trying to read manifestos to see who I'm going to vote for this year.
Yeah.
Because I've always voted for, like, as a child of color coming, born in the last few years of apartheid.
Yes.
I know who my parents stood with.
Sure.
So that's, I think there's a lot of that historical vote.
So yours was historical and emotional.
Yes.
Not necessarily political.
Yeah.
Okay, not necessarily manifestical.
I think it's...
Making words up here.
Yeah. I think it's a lot like that for a lot of people of color in this country.
Yeah.
Where it's very hard to vote for a white person. Sure. You're like, I don't know. Sure. I don't know what you guys have up your sleeve. You're always surprising us.
Yeah. Surprise.
Yes.
These toilets are now ours.
Yeah, it's that kind of thing. DA should be good on paper, but I'm like, I don't know, man.
Dude, communism was good on paper. Cherry Coke was good on paper.
That's true. That's true.
You know?
Yeah, so I don't know. Like, DA should be doing better, but now you're painting Palestinian flags, painting over Palestinian flags in Cape Town. Like, okay, then I don't know if you stand with us.
You know, the DA almost gives me the energy of not ever reading the room that they are trying to get love from.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I'm in a certain room and I need certain amount of love from the room.
Right.
But I'm also going to offend a lot in the very room.
Yes.
And but then try and justify it one way or another.
Even when they had black leaders, where I'm like, that doesn't feel...
I mean, they lost five of them already.
Right. That's tough. Like, even when Muzi was a cool dude, but I was like, Muzi looks like the black guy who was at the back of the bus trying to calm down Rosa Parks. It's like, no.
And Helen was there, like, throw both of them off. Speaking of politics.
Yes.
So, e-toll gantries were switched off the other day. And I thought it was funny how they stood there just before midnight and did a whole countdown.
South African politics are desperate to find things to unite us. And when I watched that video, I was like, the fact that we have camera crews,
yes,
and it's a whole thing, there's a countdown,
yes,
to celebrate something that did not work.
That you forced onto us. Now you want us to celebrate the fact that you are removing this monkey from our backs when you planted the monkey on our backs in the first place.
It makes no sense.
Now we must be part of the countdown.
Yes.
When you put the monkey on my back, and I've been complaining about this monkey on my back for how long? Now you've been saying to me for the last 4 years, don't worry, this monkey won't be on your back long enough.
Right.
But now quarter to elections, this monkey all of a sudden is being told, no monkey, you need to leave.
Politicians...
Jeez.
Sometimes they feel... Sometimes the politicians just feel like abusive boyfriends. Where you're sick and tired of them, yeah. And then they try and do something nice
and then
keep you. That's pretty much what it is.
And then he wants you to celebrate the fact that he's done something nice, like not hit you.
Yes.
You're not supposed to hit me in the first place.
Exactly. It's such a wild thing where it's like, are we celebrating because you paid rent this month?
You're supposed to pay rent, otherwise where are you going to live?
Yeah. It's like, what are you doing? I really do believe, like, politicians in general, the government, because when you travel South Africa and you do gigs and you're performing to different races and ages and religions, most of us are trying to make this thing work.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, it feels like the government feels like a bad DJ at a good party.
And then whenever they play one song that gets all of us on the dance floor,
yes,
they want to be congratulated.
Yes.
But the dance floor was empty the whole time, guy.
Yeah. After they play Sister Bettina, they switch off the music and say, do you like that? It's like, keep doing the good.
Can we have more Sister Bettina, but different versions of it?
Yes.
And can you not steal the CD every time after it plays?
Can this not be the last party every month?
Because I think generally politicians probably take us either for a puss.
Yes.
Or they actually don't realize that they're doing it. So for instance, the other day I heard Mbaki saying, we're fighting load shedding. But you gave us load shedding.
Right.
You can't fight the pit bull that you set on me and then expect me to thank you for removing this pit bull from me.
Right.
I don't understand.
It's a weird thing to mess up so much, but then ask to be thanked.
For fixing your mess.
Right.
Wow. Robbie. I could hang out with you the whole day, dude. I think you're a cool dude.
Thank you, bro. Same with you.
If I, we're speaking about colored folk, but you're from Durban.
Yes.
What is the fundamental difference between colored folk from Durban, from Johannesburg, from Pretoria, and from Cape Town?
Oof. One being Durbanites do not speak Afrikaans.
Okay.
And that's not just colored. That's colored black, white, Indian across the board.
I've actually never heard anyone speak Afrikaans in KZN.
If you from KZN, in school, when you failed, like even when people passed Afrikaans in school, no one celebrated them.
It wasn't a big deal.
It was like, okay, you got family in Bloom. Cool. There's nothing to celebrate. We're not proud of this pass. So it was just, my Afrikaans teacher was an Indian guy who would speak broken Afrikaans and then mix Zulu into it.
With an Indian accent.
With the Indian accent, like, okay. This is cool. So no one cared about it. I think Cape Coloured people have been the used the most on television.
Sure.
To sell the stereotype. The stereotype.
Yeah.
And then Joburg Coloured, because I think Joburg's a melting pot.
Sure.
Joburg is coloured people from everywhere.
Sure.
So I wouldn't really know. Pretoria, I don't hang out in Pretoria. So I do shows in Pretoria and I leave. So I wouldn't really know how's a Pretoria colored person.
You could have family in Pretoria, dude. Maybe you should stick around a bit longer and find out.
I could have.
65% dogs. My dude, thank you so much for the talent, for the laughs, for being the dude you are.
Thank you so much.
Flipping funny guy, and we appreciate you, my dude.
Thank you, my brother.
But thanks for hanging out with us. He is the Bruce Lee of comedians over the last year. If you're looking for a Bruce Lee for your comedy show, the other Bruce Lees, but he's the Bruce Lee-est of the Bruce Lees. So maybe give him some gigs. Robbie Collins is about to leave the building.
This is...
Wow!
What a week.
What a week. Celebrity guest.
Celebrity guest.
And we are back with part two. Wow, what a week. Our guest is in the building. She's played a hard character on screen, but she once got a tattoo high up on her leg so that it was hidden from the rentals. It was only revealed when she wore a very eye-catching outfit on a red carpet. And a lot of us remember that outfit. Today, she's here to show us more, or rather, more of her many sides. Please give a wild welcome to Zola Nombona.
That has to be the most creative and the most exciting intro I've ever gotten, actually.
So, how's the tattoo doing?
We're doing really great, thank you. We're hidden today.
Yeah.
But we're good. We're good. How are you?
You are looking amazing.
Go, Siput.
You're looking amazing, dude.
Cool.
Like,
thank
get
you.
The hell out of here. Like,
come
stop
on.
The presses.
Oh, is it, Mesa?
No, it's fine. It's fine. How have you been?
I've been good. I've been good. I've been working really hard.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm back at it. I'm acting again, and
sure.
I'm in the role.
How long were you out of it for?
After I gave birth?
Yes.
I think during COVID times, so it was like 2 years.
Sure.
And then I was blessed with a beautiful baby boy, and 5 months later, I went back in.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, 5 months later, I was pregnant again.
Ay, bo! Yo!
Imagine.
Please!
Zola's tips to raising a boy child. What are you learning about raising little men? Because that's, in essence, what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Be open-minded.
Sure.
Be very open-minded. Your energy levels will save you. And I'm so fortunate that I'm towards the other end of having high energy.
Sure.
And just be ready for anything, man. You have to roll with the punches. You know, this person is Spider-Man 2 seconds ago. Next time, he's a young boy. So you always need to be on your toes.
What would you say you learned from dad that you're applying on him?
My father?
Yes.
Wow. Ha! That's deep.
I know.
And I'm a daddy's girl.
I know.
Actually. I think I would want him to be like my dad.
Sure.
My father is very, very present. So I'd like him to be present within the spaces that he's in.
Sure.
In relationships,
sure.
At school. And to be disciplined, and to be very disciplined. Yeah, my father is a disciplined man. He's a disciplinarian. So, but my father, I learned it because he has my blood in him. So already he has possibly 15% of crazy in him.
Sure.
So if the discipline is there, I know he'll be a good man.
Now, being raised by a disciplinarian, but also understanding that times are different.
Mm-hmm.
So for instance, what for me was discipline nowadays is seen as you're abusing the child.
Yeah.
So for instance, I look at the beatings I got.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a single beating I feel like I didn't deserve. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every beating you got when I was a child, you earned.
Mm.
But I look at my kids and I'm like, you didn't even survive half the beatings I did.
Absolutely.
So how are you navigating that this might have worked for me or on me, but I can't try it on this little man, for instance?
So I'm the last born of five.
Sure.
So I guess I got less of the harshness, I guess, of the discipline. So now that's all I know. So the bamba up and just call about, okay, this is how you treat someone. And I've always been an eclectic one, you know, in the family. You know, I'm the artist. So my son is born into artistry.
Sure.
So I think my parents, I was fortunate that they had the finesse of raising an artist, which has led me to be where I am today. So I think Naimfana and Zambekapa, because I was fortunate enough to have all the good things.
Would you say they were nice to you because you were the last born and you were a girl, or now they were tired?
I think because I was the last born.
Yeah,
because I've got two sisters and two brothers.
Sure.
So I think they've already done all they thought was, you know, the necessary parenting through all of them. They're like, we've done it 4 times, you know, with this one. And because I was the last born, I ended up somewhat being raised by my siblings. So they didn't have to do much because I had 4 other parents before me.
Because I look at my little brother. My little brother was a bit of a naughty one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he went through about 5 schools.
Sure.
And I was paying the fees. No hal. But my parents were not so hard on him as they were on me.
Yeah.
Where the beatings I got, he just got moved to another school.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where I would get a beating and I'd know, okay, don't do that again.
But you were there as the big brother as well. So it was easier for your brother to not go the route that you went, because you knew that you'll get a beating when you go there.
But he went, hey? Yo, Tsepo. Hey, you gave me great hairs, my dude.
Tsepo.
Yo. Being teased for your gap.
I was just allowed to talk.
No, so then.
Yeah.
But you look at the world we live in right now, and I say this with all due respect.
Sure.
Every girl that we tease that had a gap as a kid is probably the sexiest of all the girls we had in our class. You know what I mean? So do you feel like you blossomed into a swan? Looking at what you went through versus the swan you are right now.
Yeah, I definitely did. Yeah. I definitely grew into the gap. Yeah. You know? They teased me, fresh, yeah.
What do they call you? What do they say?
Hi, Brelan, nearly 5 rand in your gap. Or like, your lies, you know, they go through the gap. You know, when you speak like, there was this guy. I forgot his name.
Which one was, yes, they were teasing you, but you were like, damn, that was funny.
None of them are funny, okay? But look at me today with my gap. But my father is a gap, so sure. My siblings, some of them actually also have gaps. So most of us at home have gaps. So as much as I was teased about it, I already had role models who worked their gaps, you know, and I saw them as beautiful. So fortunately, I had someone that I could look at and understand, which, no, actually, Ndimhle.
Sure.
You know, of course, when you're still young, that thing, you know, will bite here or there.
Yourself self-esteem is just, as a child, is not the same as when you grow into your whatever it is you're being teased about.
Totally. But Shev, I'm grateful that at least my gorgeous sisters at Gaps and Debona Apubai, man.
Yeah.
Actually, not too bad.
It works this thing.
Not too bad. Yeah, yes, basically.
Absolutely. Mm. Now, we work in a brutal industry.
Yeah.
Does childhood bullying prepare you for what we get to go through? Or is hurt, and bullying?
I think it depends how you dealt with it,
sure.
Or how you deal with it. Because there are people who don't even have the opportunity to nitpick on those things and see the opportunities to grow there or not. But for me, I think it gave me thick skin when I think about the childhood bullying that had happened in my life. And yeah, it has helped with the bumps and bruises that we get within our industry, being thrown here and there with comments or whatever people want you to be.
But I'm told you are one of those people who still gets overwhelmed by the love they get, especially in public. Tell us about that.
I kill it, because you know, and Indian faka into acting, luthando of the arts, you know, and I couldn't imagine myself doing anything outside of that. So I been zangan gengu acting kuba, difuna uba se TV ni, okanye kuba difuna, you know, to be famous or anything. So ukuz toba kwam, which is something that I always make sure I fight intrinsically. It also just reminds me, Wuti, this is a human being who will freak out and start shaking or something when they see me. And I'm like, my goodness.
Isn't it the wildest, though?
Yes.
Like, the other day, I greeted a guy and we were taking a picture. So he wanted us to hold hands.
Yeah.
Like a greeting.
Yeah.
But because my hand was on his wrist, I could literally feel
the
pulse increasing.
Yeah,
and this dude is freaking out. Yeah. And in my mind, I'm like, geez, I wonder if I feel like that about anyone.
Yeah, or about ourselves. You know, sometimes I wish I could look at myself and meet Zola.
Yeah.
Zola. You know, man, I'm a shake. So, girl, you're so great, you know.
Yeah.
But it's so humbling, freshman. And it reminds me of how fortunate I am to be in a situation where I could affect people like that. And it goes back to the purpose of my life. But I make severe imprints on people's lives by telling stories that when they see me, it's kind of, you know, out of this world for
them. Stop the presses, stop everything.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Does anyone make you feel like that?
My son. My son makes me feel like that. And sometimes when this comes about, you're mine.
Sure.
I
made a whole human being.
Dog, and a great one.
Yes.
A great one who's healthy, you know, who's developing well. And Mona Buna says me, you know, and we'll learn, you know, this is a bad word. It's like, yo, bruh, the shakes.
Now, you're in an industry, though, where as much as you are about the art side of things, some people take that as life. So whatever your art is, some people might take literally.
Yeah.
So choosing to play an HIV positive character on TV can't have been an easy choice for you. Or was it?
Now, I studied the arts, right? So I was fortunate to have time with it while getting into it. So the soil itself, you know, was there. So things like that actually excite me, for me. To be completely out of Uzola and being someone else and getting into spaces that are really uncomfortable, because for me that's the point of acting. Even Diane Zanje, and it's normal to me, then there's the something that's gonna be missing to it, you know, because it needs to challenge me, it needs to excite me. So for me, that's the turn on that I get. The things that people run away from, I'm fortunate enough to step into it and out of it. Although some people may take it literally, but I have a bag of skills that you've learned, you know, that you'll be able to take from and use and just to keep yourself sane.
Yeah, but we're also in a society where a lot of people almost don't know how to differentiate between Zola and the character.
Yes.
And they'll see Zola playing a psychopath and they'll think Zola is a psychopath. Zola is playing an HIV positive artist, therefore Zola must be HIV positive.
Yeah.
So those decisions, like I was saying, can't be easy though.
There are characters that I've said no to.
Sure.
Yeah. There are certain things.
Tell us more.
No, there are honestly things that I've said no to, because now, Njamandikula Nam Uzola that you saw on Intersections is not Uzola or My Brother's Keeper right now. You know, I've become a mother, you know, I'm in a serious relationship, you know, I'm growing myself as a brand and seeing myself, you know, in different spaces. So I need to take those things into consideration with the work that I do. Like you say, some people take that literally. She's a homewrecker, you know, that's who she is. You know, I'm sure that's why she wears this red hair or whatever, because, you know, this is what she wants to do. But at the other end of the coin, I then say, I'm glad that you believe that I'm a psychopath.
That means I'm a kick ass.
That means I'm doing a good job, you know, and that's what I'm supposed to do. But there are limits, Fresh. There are limits. There are things that I do say no to. So I can't be, you know, because I'm raising this young boy, right? And I'm in a position where I'm educating, I'm a mirror to society. So if I teach my son to respect abantu, but kwa character in nayo ndilapha, uzohamba ikholelwe loo nto, because umama uyithathile most loo nto. So.
But it's a character.
Yeah.
And but we're also in an era where it almost feels like, and I don't know if it's just the season we're in, I don't know if it's something that's in the water, but increasingly, especially with streaming services, we're seeing a lot more skin, a lot more bum, a lot more sex, a lot more raunchy, a lot more, I don't know if I can watch this with my mom.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was a child, people kissing on TV was a problem. I'd go out and make tea.
Yes.
My mom didn't ask for tea, but the minute I was kissing, I would go make her tea.
Yeah.
But nowadays, it's almost like, give us porn, back it off one, and then put it on TV. Do you look at that and feel like that means I have less roles I can actually play? Or do you see it as a challenge that the few roles I'm willing to play, I want to kick ass at them so much, they'll bring me more roles?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm making sense.
You are. I think I'd go with the latter.
Yeah.
Fresh, I'd definitely go with the latter. You're touching into a very deep thing, because we do have a responsibility as storytellers, like I say. Okuthi, what are we putting out there? And currently, whatever's in the water.
Yeah. And there's a lot of it.
Whatever's in the water, you know, it's coming in liters and liters and tons and tons. But then, because now I've been doing it for so long, you know, I've been here for 10 years.
Sure.
I've been in the industry for 10 years. So what am I doing about it? I'm now in a space where I can explore more of the industry and what it offers, you know.
Sure.
So now we also want to be, you know, executive producers. Now we see this and say, what happened to the stories where we see people in hats and people become manzi pansi? Sure. I know there's an appetite for that.
Yeah, exactly.
So because I'm in it and I see the space for it, then I'd rather gun for the other one.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. But now, and we'll, in fact, this is my last question in terms of your roles and your career. Being in a serious relationship, Like you were saying, because now you are a different Zola to the Zola we saw 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You are choosing different roles.
Yeah.
And not everyone does that.
Yeah.
You know, some people stay within whatever's thrown at me, I will take it and I'll knock it out. But you're choosing, because I'm in a serious relationship, I'm a different woman, I'm a mother, that there are certain roles that I will not take.
Mm.
Where do partners come in terms of, I will not take this role because I'm in a serious relationship, but also letting your partner know that you're doing it for you and not for him, and that they mustn't feel like they're in control of the roles you are picking, because it's a fine line.
Absolutely.
And I think it's important that, as much as you might, out of respect for your partner, choose not to do something, they mustn't think it's about them.
Yes.
It's actually for you.
Yes.
Again, I don't know if I'm making sense.
You are. I am very fortunate that I'm in a serious relationship with someone who's within the industry.
Sure.
With a storyteller, with a director, with a writer.
Sure.
You know, someone who gets it even sometimes deeper than I do.
Yes.
But for me, the importance of my relationship within the balance of my career is that it grounds me.
Mm.
It grounds me a lot, Frish. I know that possibly I would do certain things because I have no one else to report to.
Mm.
But for me, especially because there's always, you know, whirlwinds within our industry, and it's just so up and down, that for me, that's the one thing that really keeps me centered.
Sure.
And I found that with the help of the anchoring that my relationship has given me, I've managed to get into even characters that I don't think I would have had a chance of being seen for if I had chosen the other route, because I was just doing things for the sake of doing them. So for me, it's been a big plus.
Do you guys ever, because now the roles you'll not play, do you guys ever role play those roles? So at least let me take the work home, since I can't do the work at work.
Thank goodness the iCloud is locked.
Jeez, okay. So, what's your mom's date of birth? This is how you unlock people's iClouds. You first ask,
my God,
when was mom's date of birth?
No, Lily. You will find my mom's date of birth. Yeah. You will see it and you'll find it where you're looking.
Oh, man. In fact, but speaking of that, though, because you guys now have this precarious, how do we not bring work home?
Mm.
So that home is home.
Mm.
Home is not, we're still talking about work.
Mm.
How do you guys debrief yourselves within the relationship?
Mm.
Because you're both intimately in the industry.
It's been a challenge.
Yeah.
I won't lie to you and say, we've got on lock because we're both in the industry, we both understand.
Or you get home and you're like, ish, baby, I wish this person directed me the way you directed
me.
You know what I mean?
Oh my goodness! Imagine. I mean, Mbaleka gets director. Thomas, he directed me once and it was great, but I'm just like, oh no, I know you and you are not dressed, bro. Hold on. How did we get there? It's a challenge,
Fish.
It's something that we are still working through because Natis Ngabantu. But I'm just happy that we've managed to build something that that's safe enough for both of us to be able to have those tough conversations with each other, because like I said, we're human, man. Sometimes, you know, you'll slip up and you'll come home as an angry boy and it's just like, and then what's this energy you're carrying, you know? But there's also a tenderness because we both understand the industry, where we can be able to carry each other through, you know, without disrespecting each other. And just honoring one another and understanding. But I chose you and you choose me every day. So I'll honor you and I'll respect you. But of course, sometimes figure, of course, it's Monday, or now I'm irritable because I was shooting on set the whole day. You know, you get it.
Sure.
You get it.
Sure, absolutely. You do a lot of product alignments or work with different brands and products. How do you decide that this works with the woman I now am versus who they think I am? But this was me 10 years ago.
I have a great team, Frish. I'm not doing it by myself. I'm just the face that everyone sees. But the cooking engine is To The Max Management, brand management, which is absolutely amazing. So I have those gatekeepers who are there. You know, we will have a strat meeting and like, this is what we want.
Sure.
So I have those extra eyes, fortunately, you know, that keep looking back or looking forward to see where we are because I'm doing so much and, you know, my energy is split, you know, all over the place. So I've got a very amazing team that backs me up and to make sure that, you know, we go this way. It's teamwork. It's really, really teamwork.
So, so you're coming out of your motherhood break back into the industry.
Sure.
I'm a fly on the wall at the Strat meeting.
Ha!
What did we miss?
You know, I'm the worst, dog.
Yeah.
You know, at the Strat meetings, I'm literally the worst. I promise you. I have so many I don't knows.
Yeah.
And, like, my people are really so patient with me, you know, to try to get that out from me.
Sure.
But the first one, the first one, Fresh, I knew that I wanted, I felt like I had hit a ceiling somehow.
Sure.
But I knew I had the potential and the strength to push through.
Sure.
But I needed a different armor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I needed a glove. I needed a glove that would make sure that the impact is hard.
Sure.
So it, hours and hours, you know, of work, you know, of research, you know, do you like this? Do you not like it?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a challenge. Ukubane vision. Ivision ayo into sinayo sonke. Awuyiphiwanga la nto. It's a muscle that someone has to work and grow. You know, bakhona abantu that can easily get into touch with it.
Sure.
But for some people, you know, kuba nzima. That's why some people say mentor me. That's why some people have mentors so that someone, you know, can help shape that. So I'm one of those that is somewhat handicapped a bit to seeing those things because I'm used to everything being given to me, you know. I'm given a vision and I'll wear it really good and I'll run with it like it was mine.
Sure.
Now it needs to come out. You know, it takes a lot of internal work. So, yeah, hours of work and of wrongs and rights and righting the wrongs and just growing through it.
What were you eager to do that the team said, no, Zola, this is not for you, that you look back and you realize they were right? Or wrong?
I think they're still waiting for me to decide with music because music is something that I...
You opened that door and then you didn't fully walk into the room.
In there.
Exactly.
I'm afraid, but it's an art form and it needs me to respect it and invest in it as much as I have with acting. You know, I don't have an answer for you right now for that. Eh?
No, you know, I appreciate your honesty about that because often we give answers for the sake of giving an answer versus actually I'm not sure yet or I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a decent amount of bravery to admit when you don't know.
Yeah.
Because we've put ourselves in this spotlight where we feel like there must always be an answer.
Yeah.
There must always be a solution. And it's okay not to know sometimes. You know, that has fully allowed your team, okay, Johnson, give an answer.
Yeah.
So are you saying then there won't be any music anytime soon, right now?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's not what I'm saying.
Tell us more.
I have a couple of friends within the music industry that I love, you know, playing with and going into. But right now, ish acting is unbambile kakhulu because that also needs time.
Mm.
Studio, you know, working the thing, it's a career on its own.
Sure.
So I think where I eventually do find the balance, it will definitely happen, but I wouldn't say no.
Mm. In fact, this is Wow, What a Week. What is your week looking like this week in terms of acting, camera stuff? What have you been busy with this week?
This is actually a big week for me.
Sure.
It's such a tough week.
Tell us about it.
Now that you asked me, yes,
and we're glad you took time to hang out with us.
Of course.
In your busy week.
Yeah.
We fully appreciate
that. No, you're very important. You're very important. So I had to come through. It's a colorful week for me. And now that I sit and think about it, I'm very blessed. I'm doing many things that I really love.
Okay.
So I've had 2 days on set where I'm acting. Today I'm here with you.
So what have you shot this week? What are you?
I've shot My Brother's Keeper.
Okay.
This week, lots and lots and lots of scenes, but great storytelling.
Yes.
And then I'll be hosting an event. Well, I'm here today with you, and I'm hosting an event tomorrow. There's some big brand deals, you know, in meetings that we'll be having.
As one does.
You know, come on, like, you know, just randomly in a week, you know, you meet some big brands, you know, and try to talk business.
Sure.
It's a colorful week. I'm spread out this week, and it's nice, you know. I'm acting and I'm hosting, you know, and I'm here as a personality, you know, and brand work. So, yeah, it's a full circle.
Tell us about working on My Brother's Keeper.
Love it.
Yeah.
We're shooting season 2 now.
Yes.
And I play.
I was about to say season 2.
Yeah, we're shooting season 2. I play Ofakazile on My Brother's Keeper. It's been a journey. It's been a journey. A beautiful story, which started off with a very out of, you know, the ordinary theme, you know, in story, because Ms. Teta,
sure.
You know, I ended up being the brother's keeper. You know, people joke about it and call me the Brooke Logan, from Zanzi Magic. So I'm fortunate that she's a character that has really deep colors to her. So I'm boring, you know, for once is in
very nuanced
space. Yeah, very in the space.
Not black and white.
The next thing she's up and she's fighting, you know, the next she's now about to be a mother. So yeah, and my cast that I work with is absolutely great.
What about her do you wish you were?
I wish I was as relentless as Fakazile is with what she wants.
Sure.
I think sometimes with the things that I want, you know what, it's fine. Sure. It will be too challenging. It's fine.
The raised but, right girl kicks in.
But you know what, it's okay. But Fakazile will go. She'll go at it. So yeah, I think her relentlessness is something that I'd like to steal from her.
We are in a highly competitive era for especially television and series. Surely a season 2 is a big deal.
Yeah.
Because a lot never see a season 2.
It is. And right now it's also in the water, telenovelas, you know, and long forms that are out, and I am in one of them. So like you're saying, the competition is really tough. So even us getting season 2 was absolutely great. Because before, a season was 260 episodes.
Sure.
And then now, I think just to check how people, you know, respond to the show, they cut it to 130.
Sure.
So you guys have that period to prove yourselves that you're a good show and that people are latching on to the story that you guys are giving. So sure. I think we've done a great job and we've managed to get season 2.
Which surely is also a blessing though, because you're also in an industry where there's a lot of uncertainty. You don't know if you should apply for the house.
Yeah.
You don't know if you should even buy the car because you don't know if you're going to get another gig or another season. How do you, at a mental level, I don't want to be anxious about stuff level, do you deal with uncertainty of the industry you're in?
Yeah. Faith.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're over fresh. I pray a lot. I pray a lot fresh. And because the industry itself is, one needs an out. One needs an out, you know. And if you're not careful with what your out is, Naglimas.
Sure.
And I've seen some actors within the industry where they're out. You know, way into that ended up being detrimental to their careers. So I found that my faith, my relationship with God, into enceda kakhulu to just keep zen and know that there's something coming. And I work really hard, man. I work really hard. I apply myself kakhulu. And I can say is with the spaces that I'm in, those spaces want me back or they want more from me by being disciplined, you know, by being humble, by so I put in a lot. I put in a lot where I know that something's gonna come out of it.
And yes, hard work pays off, but it also helps when you have talent, right?
Yes, and investing in that skill
absolutely
that you are talented in. Yes.
So how do you feel about the fact that there are people getting gigs that maybe shouldn't be getting those gigs? Do you have an opinion about it? I'm not saying name names. Does it make you feel any way or you are indifferent about it? So, for instance, I'll give you an example. I've got friends who are DJs that have an issue with the fact that now you have actresses who are DJing. Now you have influencers that are DJs. And I say, then find your niche. You can either sit and moan and bitch and moan, or you can find that thing that makes you stand out. That you don't have to worry about those people. You know what I mean? I mean, I'll never complain about how many people are coming into the DJ space. Because I know that they're not going to do what I can do. They're not going to offer what I can offer. And I know that majority of them will leave the industry before I do. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Because I'm at that level of, I am sure of what I bring to the industry table. Are you there yet? Do you care about who else is acting?
I do and I don't. Firstly, I share the same sentiments. I come to the house with acting and lose or acting. You know, will ever approach a character the way that I do or deliver it the way that I do. I do care when there's careless into the industry and it starts now watering down the art itself. Even if Aramandu also born good now, dog. Because we invest ourselves into the industry, not just the shows that we're in, but just the industry in itself, you know, just to make sure that we are cool and can accommodate amanye abantu abazayo, because I won't be in the same place forever. I'll end up having to act someone's grandmother. So the next person is coming to act a mother.
Foundation that you've laid there.
Where they can grow and the industry can grow, because I love the arts. I love acting. So I wouldn't want it to be something because who just come and disrespect it, or who just come and half ass is in. So I care when it's like that. Yeah, come on, with up. But you guys are just messing up our industry. You guys,
we've been building.
Been here, dog. We're building.
Pick up your
then
socks,
I do
man.
Care. Yeah,
you
then know, I do care.
Make the bed. You know, switch off the light when you leave the room.
Yeah, but if you did not study acting and you come in and you kill it, and I'm like, whoa, those things are exciting, though. Those things are exciting. But at least I'll figure any police and emotion within these spaces, then it gets annoying, then we do care. We care about the bigger picture.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to play a game. The game is called When Last. When last did you pray, or what did you pray about?
I prayed at 11:11 on my way here, and I was praying for this interview that it goes well.
Why was 11:11 so critical for you? Why at 11:11?
It was a manifesting moment, and I caught it. I was like, oh, great.
And those are dope when you catch them, man.
They're dope, bro. They're so amazing. So it was that, I was praying for this interview, actually, so just now.
And then when you woke up this morning, what did you pray about?
I prayed about this day. I was actually not feeling well this morning, so I was like, ish, whatever is also just happening. I just had some technical difficulties today. So I'm a testimony by sitting here.
Dude, you just hit your 30s. You're talking like you've hit your 40s, saying you had a technical problem when you woke up.
I did. There were glitches this morning, within my space. But yeah, I'm a testimony.
When last did you cry? And why did you cry?
As Uzola, because my character is crying a lot these days. But as Uzola, I think about 2 days ago, I was really overwhelmed. I was really overwhelmed. So
what, by everything by a specific thing?
By everything, fresh. It takes a toll sometimes on us in Njengabantu. That's why it's so important to not gloss over things like derolling, you know, and leaving it at work, you know, before you come home. So I was just carrying a lot from his fun and what my character is going through. So I got home and I was like, baby, he's like, what's wrong? I'm like, everything, everything. Can I just cry? And I kind of like him like it. So
when last did you want to give up because you're like, maybe this is not for me?
Shucks. Maybe 2 years ago. 2024 now.
So 2022.
Yeah.
What triggered that?
I think being in a new space triggered that. I was starting to get into going beyond just acting, you know, and starting to take advantage of the nuggets that the entertainment industry offers. if you're open to it.
Or that home offers also, because you're married to a nugget also.
We are dears.
Are you guys married or are you in a serious relationship?
We are traditionally married, yes.
Okay, so you are married.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, I am.
Okay. You're telling us about being married to a nugget.
Ne? It was just being overwhelmed because, especially getting into brand work, you know, and learning it and learning that new space. I was like, maybe this is not for me because it's hard work. It's hard work. And I see people, Lando, by Titan Jade face value, you're just posting on Instagram.
Sure.
Oh, no. I wish we could have a sit down about what actually happens, you know, behind the scenes to, with all this content, you know, that you bring forth, you know, meeting clients and it's serious.
And it's unrelenting. Yeah.
It needs all of you all the time. And now I was splitting myself with acting and this because I wanted it also. And I knew that I can do it and I could see how I can get into it and succeed in it.
Sure.
So it was during that pull and that battle, and it just needed me to beef up muscle wise in terms of observing and applying myself and seeing I actually can do it. So that was the last time when I thought maybe this thing is not for me.
When last did you turn down a great deal for whatever reason?
So there was this show, right? There was this film that I was supposed to shoot, and the character was going to do things that, going back to the relationship, that I had to consider my partner and how he would feel. We forget how other people feel, you know, because we're always so selfish. It's a great role. Oh my gosh. Great money.
But surely, because you are married to someone in the industry, surely you would expect them to be the more understanding than if they were not in the industry.
That's an unfair expectation. It's not fair. Just because now we are acting.
How about it's acting also?
Imagine. But then, like you said, people believe these things. So if they see, you know, Nkosikazi Kathomasi, you know, in these compromising situations, then. So I did it for myself and my partner, my relationship, and what I want us to build. Yeah.
So who took the role?
have
we seen the role?
I have.
I'm sure we have.
Yeah, you have. You have.
Would you have killed it more?
Yes.
Do you regret turning it down?
No, I do not. I don't.
Do you regret that the role didn't come in your younger years? Because it would have maybe added texture and color to your showreel? So it wouldn't have added value to your showreel?
Didn't.
Now I'm curious which series this was.
No,
don't tell me. Because me, you know, the mouth is slippery.
I appreciate your honesty.
No, I'm being honest with you. Because one day I want to treat you and say, but you're right, you know, you would have played it better than this person here.
You see, the tattoo here would have made many, many appearances. No.
When last did you say to God, but why me? I need you to show up more or better for me.
Why me?
Yeah.
Repeat that. And
why am I going through what I'm going through right now? You are Baraji. You should be, you know, fighting harder for me.
Hey, it's giving Sis Dolly for you. Imagine you're going to make me reveal things.
So let's Sis Dolly it then.
Oh, wow.
You work in film. You're already used to a dolly on tricks.
So put a sis in front of it. Just put a sis in front of that dolly. It's recent. It's recent. Fresh.
Well, listen.
Hi, Bo, bra. Uche when last kalong dupendulile je.
And why did you feel you needed to lament that to God? that why am I going through this right now? And how do you reconcile that with, you know, life has to go on. I have to roll with the punches, or I have to get up and dust myself off, or I have to fight harder.
It's going back to...
Or I need to just find a hitman. We're like, whichever it is.
I do this. I can do it on my portrait. Do it on my camera. Do it on my portrait.
You know?
I went back to the word. I get come to anger, boy, like, when I fresh. Because sometimes things isn't, you can't tell your parents because but I'm stressed, I'm stressed, I'm tired, because I'm telling you into. As things isn't, I'm trying to phone who me because I'm trying to correct to tell nature me then. So I'm banning him to so be like we, and he has proven to be the only being or the only person that has helped me through. I'm a clashanzima, so I acquainted Nyazi that you just go back to Christ and go back to the word and unzi manakon. Kunzima fresh, akululanga, you know, uvuluthi, yeah, this is what I'll do. Because especially xa kwese space sithi why me? Naye kuba nzima ukuthetha naye umdali. Apho uhamba uhamba uthi and like, so. And then?
Give me a sign.
Mama. Give me a sign, mama. But yeah, ukuthandaza and lonto indomelezile fresh. Lonto inkhulisile.
Sure.
Going through those things inkhulisile, so that's how I can even reconcile. And that's the thing, God has such a weird sense of humor that it's also born, you're like, ah.
Sure.
That's why I had to go through that. Ha ha. Okay. I see you now. But I'll say kuyo ngaphakathi. Yeah.
When last did you have character envy? And not in a bad way, but you look at someone playing a character like, damn, you're killing this.
I have weird character envy tendencies that I sometimes envy men in the roles that are played by men. I'm like, oh.
Tell us about that.
Oh, if they could give me that.
Yeah.
My gosh, I'd have so much fun if I do that. I think I'd start with Bablin Daningos right now as I'm sharing with my brother's keeper.
Yes.
I sometimes watch him in the things that he does, you know, because he's essentially the villain.
Sure.
You know? And we hardly see women villains in stories, you know, or and people are like, oh, she's trying to be evil. Oh, sure. Isn't cute. So you know, saying, oh, isn't cute, trying to be
she
evil.
She broke a nail.
Oh, you know? Look at her. You know? So the chutzpah that is written for men is something that I really envy. And I had an opportunity once where I played a boy, and I had a great time. It was actually here at the Market Theatre, a play that was directed by James Ngobo.
Sure. But James just kicks butt, though.
He does. Like, so he's one of my favorite directors and favorite people. Yeah. So he made me play a boy.
Yeah.
And he had a choice to cast, you know, a male figure.
And many women that have worked with him talk about the fact that not only does he push you, but he also allows you to have a say.
Yes.
It's not just I'm a director, therefore do this.
Yes. It's always collaborative, always.
And I love that about him, that he admits that I don't know everything, so sometimes we will navigate the character together.
Yes. So, okay, as a community.
Yeah.
So he turned me into a boy, and I loved it. So I think now I look at male characters and I'm like, oof.
Yeah. Give me a shot at that.
Give that to me.
Now, you've had an incredible past 10, give or take, years. You know, you've won some, lost some that we'll probably never get to know about. But what's your state of mind right now on this day? Today, as we sit here,
about my career,
about your world, the world, just your life in general, the path you've walked, and whatever is next for you.
I'm in a good space, Rich. I'm in a very good space. I'm happy. I can feel the potential bubbling, also, which is how the industry and all the different spaces of the industry are accepting me and wanting me. Mm. I'm just like, man, things that I did 3 years ago sometimes are now bearing fruits now. Like, sure. You know, I worked with you on that thing however many years ago. Mm. That's why I want you. You know, I want you for this reason, because of A, B, C, and D. So the past decade where I've been, you know, planting seeds in whatever spaces I'm in and being brave enough and falling and bruising and getting up, it's paying off. I'm in that season right now. Mm. And I'm enjoying it fresh. Mm. I'm ready to push myself. I'm ready to place myself in our Apondoiga corner, but know that I've worked hard enough and I'm there because dinasisa khona sogenza lonto.
Sure.
I might not have mastered it, but I'll make sure that right now I won't run away because ndoyika. I must just run away because I'm gonna die. But just because I'm scared,
sure.
Nah, dog. Nah, and somebody can go.
Throw something else at me.
Please. Bullets.
Because I'm ready.
I'm ready, dog. For anything. I'm ready, yeah. So I'm in a really good space, but.
And it's a beautiful space to be in where even at a crisis level, you don't think you're a victim.
Mm-hmm.
Even at a crisis level, you think, oh, there's an opportunity
here.
To either reinvent myself, re-look at how maybe I approach things, versus sit in a corner, feel sorry for yourself, cry, and then you stop crying and you realize that, oh, the problem is still here.
But it takes a lot of bruising.
Yes.
Yeah, it takes a lot of bruising and understanding that you will heal.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and until you are dead, we fight on.
Yeah, keep fighting.
And even when you're dead, you must still fight because you're like, oh God, but I'm on the guest
list.
I'm going to tag.
Yes.
Brothers Keeper Season 2, what else are you working on?
There's brand work that's coming up that we are working on with the team.
Any that you're excited about and you want to tell us about?
A lot, I can't. I didn't want you to ask because I didn't want to give you that answer.
Is it at least good money?
Good, yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
So at least we know that Varsity now is paid for.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I'm fine. I'm betuna. Now you're a boy.
Also, he's now making his own money.
He is.
Oh, shout out.
He is. Yeah. Yo, guys. And it's so weird that he's starting to even enjoy it now.
Yeah.
We were shooting together the other day, and then he's like, "Yo, mommy, that was great work.
Yeah,
that's great work, mommy." You know, so it's nice. You know, I'm
so you married a nugget, and he was born to two nuggets.
Yeah, and his nugget number.
Exactly, the nugget family.
Aww.
Sauce optional. Dip optional. Where do we find you on social media? Where do we support you? Interact with you?
Yo, Dikona on Instagram at ZNombona, Dikona Nago X at Zola Nombona. I'm also on TikTok at Zola Nombona. Yeah.
And then how many times do you have to tell people that you and Nomalanga are not related?
Oh my gosh. I play with that so much. Yeah, she's my twin. You know, we look the same.
No, you guys literally. I love her so much. Like you're carbon copies of one another.
She's one of my favorite people. I love her so much.
She's incredible. Yeah.
The flame.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the other flame is about to leave the building. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Oh, support. It's so much fun.
You're an inspiration, you're a hard worker, and you're very talented.
Thank you.
Again, that helps, guys. That helps. Talent goes a long way. Yes, hard work is work, but talent goes a long way. Thank you, Zola.
And poor support.
Ladies and gentlemen, Zola is about to leave the building. Temperatures are cooling in Southern Africa while things are heating up fast in the Middle East. Many people will be reminded of one of the predictions of Nostradamus, who said that World War III would start somewhere around there, but it hasn't yet. So we'll use the words of the well-known poster and image. We're going to keep calm and carry on, and suggest that you do the same too, and hope you all have a wow week ahead. In the event that there's no World War III, we'll see you next week. Coming to you from AMP Studios, we're part of the Africa Podcast Network. Shout out Pezwood Works for the cinematography, Otis the Floor Fraser for all of the imaging, our guests Robbie and Zola, creative producer Kuvesh Mohan, and show producer Kelezo Modisa King. Email us at waw@africapodcastnetwork.com. Till next week, have a great week in spite of yourselves.